welcome to Come to Your Senses with Carlos Jaime. Oh, we got a twofer. We got two guests here, right here. Oh boy, it's gonna be fun. They're looking at each other and saying, "What the fuck did we just? We didn't even sign up to get to this.
Sign anything? Actually,
nothing. No, at all. You just walked up and say, "Here you go," you know. But we're gonna have some fun. Okay. No, we're gonna see some trailers here. We got M. Night Shyamalan coming up. And which I don't know. No one's really impressed by that name anymore. I don't know. It's been a long time since that guy's had a hit, right?
No, don't really.
They've always talked shit about his first movie.
Yeah,
so.
I don't know. You never know. And then we're also going to talk about see the trailer for The Perfect Guy.
Yeah, I watched that one.
Yeah,
I was interested in that one.
Okay, all right.
It's like a love, like evil guy versus good guy.
Good
thing.
Guy.
Okay, yeah. I think I might like it.
Right. Yeah, black people. Sexy, really sexy guy.
That should have been the name of the movie right there. Black people, sex, period, and then sexy right there.
They're all sexy.
Yeah, they're all good.
Oh, I think I might like it.
All right. And then the last one we're going to see is Black Mass, which starring Johnny Depp as Whitey Bulger. You know Whitey Bulger?
I haven't heard of it.
All right. Well, you know what? I'll get into it. I'll get into Whitey Bulger. Right here, but let me introduce my guests here.
Hi,
right here we have the stars of Tabloid Boulevard.
Yes,
short film.
We
right
are.
Here. Is it Annie Motel?
Annie Motel
and Izzy Garcia.
There we go.
Yeah, here we go, guys.
Yay. Oh.
So you got the tabloids. Let me ask you guys: if you guys were like super celebrities, like just to say, and this could happen. I'm just saying, you know, it will happen. But will you guys be like, oh, you know what? Will you be like the real divas about this stuff? Or would you be like, you know what? Nah, it's cool. Because like, I mean, I don't know. For me, if I had power, I would be like, okay. But there's days where I would be like, I'm going to abuse the fuck out of this power I have right now.
I think I'd abuse it every day.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, he already does. I mean, he's a gorgeous gay man with good hair. He already does.
He's
like,
okay.
I use hairspray.
He told me today, he's like, I don't even talk to people.
What?
He's like, I'm nice to them, but I don't really talk to them.
I'm talking about work, though.
Work people.
Okay. I just got to make money, right?
You know, he said he was like, I ignore people.
Yeah. I do. I just want to work. I want my money, and that's it.
You know, I don't blame you. Because sometimes, with people outside, you know, or regular work, you know, or outside of work, okay, you're social. But when you work, you see them all the time. You're like, you know what? I just have to be here.
Exactly.
I like you or so, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, it's like, yeah. Like, for me, I put headphones on. Like, I'm in my own world.
Dude, that's my mechanism right there. Just
thank
headphones.
God. Whoever did the iPod or Walkman really was antisocial.
Yeah,
because
seriously.
I'm the most antisocial person. Sorry. He's sweating so much. I am sweating so much. You are, you know what? It's like.
It's just me, though.
No. I'm sorry, guys. It is a sauna. We should have just gone to Burning Man.
We're here.
Is
that's
Burning
why.
Man this weekend or
I think so. It's close to coming up.
I've been three times with my dad.
With your dad? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
is your dad like really? Is he the Burning Man?
He's a hippie at heart.
Really?
So he loves Burning Man.
Yeah.
He's a school teacher and goes to Burning Man in the summer.
Wow. Does he tell the kids? Is he like high school kids?
Yeah, high school kids. Yeah.
What class did he teach?
He teaches art and photography.
I was going to say art.
He's an art teacher.
Because if he would say like math, I would have been like, what?
It's a hidden life.
I would have been like, whoa, this guy's fucking crazy, man. He's teaching calculus and he's going to Burning Man?
Seriously.
Wow.
He had to teach history this year because of budget cutbacks, and he hated it.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, this sucks.
It's like, why don't we draw?
He actually made them do
like really weird projects, like
that's cool though.
Like demonstrations of like 9/11.
No, what?
Of all very things. Family friendly kind of stuff.
It's like, I want you to do a diorama of 9/11, okay, and JFK, the assassination, all these little things, you know, the historical moments. You imagine? I mean, you know what? I if I was a kid nowadays, I don't have any artistic, like I can't really draw. I wish that to me is like a superpower because I definitely wish I could do that or do a diorama, do all these little things, you know.
Yeah,
I would definitely would draw the worst offensive thing sometimes, you know, like at, just to get it, you know, and just be like, I don't know who drew that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I would kind of place it somewhere and just kind of hide it.
Like offensive like, thing. Where would you put them?
I don't know. I think it's somewhere like,
if stick
I
would, them onto a public wall somewhere yeah. and then get known.
If I was in high school, like for some reason, I would write, like, I would draw something and just like, I would like to put it in the slots and lockers, you know, those little things.
Oh,
and be like,
yeah. That would be cool.
And then just be like, and then be like, and somebody opens it and they're like, what the fuck is this? And yeah. I'm like, I think you have a stalker. I think.
I used to draw really like bad stuff in like textbooks and just
leave
them in
there.
Oh,
like, yeah.
You know,
idea.
Penises.
Okay. You know, get it out of your system. You know right? what I mean? You're like, you know, come on. You're kids. You know, you got all this stuff and anger
you
and
have to
all
be
this.
Offensive,
yeah.
Bro.
You know, you don't know necessarily good or bad. You kind of know, but you know what? You want to go crazy, right?
Yeah. I think yeah. so.
And I could tell Annie's been. You've been crazy. Have you been crazy all the time?
Yeah.
No, I
was really crazy for a long time, but I got myself together like 3 years ago. I'm still crazy, but I'm
a good crazy.
I'm good crazy. Yeah. Yeah. I don't drink anymore. So
okay, that's good.
That like saves me a lot of bad shit.
Yeah, that's the thing. Izzy's like, no.
I support her, yeah, but I still do my bad shit.
See, that's the thing. I know, like, some people don't drink, and I'm like, well, I don't know if I'm going to be hanging out with you then.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I mean, yeah, we could hang out maybe during the day. But,
I still hang out with him when he's drinking.
Yeah,
yeah, but we go to Rage together.
Yeah, I keep it good, though, right?
Yeah. At least yeah, yeah. So. No, you're
I
fine.
I haven't stumbled in front of her or anything like
all
that.
All right. I get it. Yeah. I mean, it's... I don't drink as much as when I was younger, when I was like in my 20s or something, I would be like, yeah, let's go. You know what? I want to get fucked up tonight.
Yeah.
I think everybody used to do that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I mean, yeah, you live in excess when you're younger.
Yeah, totally.
You're younger.
You're
you know?
Invincible and you're still in like the, I just graduated from college.
Right.
I don't know what I'm doing. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah. And you know, you could kind of stay up late and do whatever. But now for me, it's like, oh my God, I'm like, 9 o'clock? I'm like, oh, I'm like, you know,
I still try to pull the same episodes every once in a while.
Yeah.
And it takes me like 2 or 3 days to recover.
Yeah. Forget it. I had one. I was, oh my God. I felt like I woke up and I felt like I had just been in a boxing match with like the biggest gorilla announcing, you know what I mean? Like it was just like, it was even
everything
like,
hurts.
Like it was so ridiculous. Like I just felt weak and just couldn't, like I felt like if I was ever going to feel something shock or I fell off a building and felt like that, like that was it.
Yeah.
That was crazy. That was my 9/11. If your dad could draw that for me, depict that moment for me, it'd be great right there. So where did this this movie come out?
Tabloid Boulevard.
Yeah. What was it? Where was the? Is there?
Well, I wrote it in February. Well, I wrote it in January. I wrote the screenplay, and then we filmed it the last two weekends in February.
Right.
And then it took me about a month to edit on Final Cut Pro X that I was on the trial version. So I had like a month. I was on a deadline.
Yeah.
And so I edited it, and then my boyfriend cleaned it up. And with his fancy editing system. And then we had the premiere on June 23rd at Ham and Eggs Tavern. So,
nice.
Yeah, we got a screen and, like, I, like, got all this really cheesy stuff from Party City, like, movie, like.
It was all decadent Hollywood.
Right. Yeah, Hollywood, like,
I get it.
Film premiere. I was like, yeah, this is the big time, guys.
Yeah. I would imagine a tourist coming in going, like, whoa.
Yeah, they were like, what is going on here? Oh, LA.
Typical
industry
LA
folks.
Shit.
Yeah.
Right.
I made these little pieces of paper that said press pass, and I made everybody pin them to their shirts and stuff.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
We
it was a good outcome, too, and everything.
That's cool.
Yeah, everybody laughed at, like,
it was hilarious.
Every
I mean,
part.
Not just because you wrote it or anything, but it was actually pretty funny. I was, like, crying.
Yeah,
it was so funny.
We
for
all,
me, at least, you know?
Like, we were all laughing because I think. I mean, the actors, we were all like, oh, my God, this is so embarrassing.
Yeah, I was really, really nervous about that.
Yeah, I know. I don't like – even listening to the show, like, sometimes I'll listen to – you know, like, I'll listen to the show.
Yeah.
But hearing myself, I'd be like, oh, my God, I sound like a weirdo.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, and so when you look at – yeah, like, sometimes when I look at screen, I go, I look – oh, my – do I look like that, really? Did I – what happened that day?
Yeah.
You know? So, but that's cool. It's definitely, is there going to be future projects that you'd be?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, definitely, right?
The script for the next one, which is a prequel to Tabloid Boulevard, is being written right now.
Okay.
And but the guy who's writing it, he's like our friend who worked on the film with us. Like, he's like in New Mexico working on Mission Impossible 2 or something like that. Or no, wait, what was it? Independence Day 2. Like, he's working costumes for that. So I haven't heard from him all summer.
You know what? He should get his priorities straight. You know,
seriously.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he needs to work on our shit.
Our shit first. Come on. Our zero budget.
Recall the tabloid versus Independence Day 2.
We get a free lunch. All right. Work on this.
Actually,
Independence Day 2. Come on, man.
Yeah. I mean, Tabloid Boulevard was filmed all on an iPhone.
Wow. Really?
Yes. That's amazing.
That's crazy.
And we use like a special cucumber too in it, so you gotta
what?
Yeah, we had a prop cucumber for Sebastian.
Oh my god.
Cherry Queen's secret.
Wow. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
But that's amazing what people could, you know, what you could do nowadays. Like,
I shot a lot of the B-roll when I used to live in Hollywood, and I would run on Hollywood Boulevard, like, early in the morning, and then I would be like, like, filming, like, oh, look at this. I got to put this in my movie. Like, when Leonard Nimoy died, I got all the people coming around to film his star.
Right.
Like, that was in the movie. But no, it was really for Priscilla and Elvis. They were there for them.
If I were you, I would have interviewed so many people. I'm like, isn't it sad that, you know, this person, you know, Priscilla died? And they're like, what? They're like, who? I'm like,
you know, you know who I'm talking about.
Like, don't be ashamed of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, if somebody died and I would be like, I'm going to go to the star and
have you ever done that?
No, I never did that. I don't know.
Me either.
When Robin Williams died, everybody came to his star.
I'm sure. Yeah.
And Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
That's another
one. Definitely.
Yeah, that Michael Jackson. Well, his fans, like, I mean, are...
They're crazy.
Yeah. They're extreme.
Yeah. They're extreme.
There's one in my family.
Yeah.
Really?
There's one in my family, yeah.
Oh, boy. I think like, everybody has a family member that's way into Michael Jackson in one way or another. You're just like, oh, my God.
You're like, why? You know, I'm just kidding. I do like him, though.
But, you know, like, before, it used to be like, I'm like, everybody in their family has a gay. At least one has one gay friend. Now it's like, you know, everybody at least has one Michael Jackson fan.
Michael Jackson fan.
You know? I mean, I would love for... I know they did in a movie. They did it like a TV movie. But I would definitely want like a real... Like, you know, Straight Outta Compton came around, you know? And I'm like...
Yeah.
Let's get a Michael Jackson movie
Can you imagine all the stuff that would
Have to be? It would be like 8 hours long because there'd be so much stuff, you know.
So much
They already have. They already did one.
Jackson they did one. But
wait, which one? It was on
NBC.
5, right?
Yeah, NBC. Yeah, they talked about like the Jackson 5.
Growing up though, right? Because that's the one I saw when I was like younger. But
yeah, that's like they talk about like the him, you know, like the dad who was super intense, you know, like trying to, you know, and then. And then they go into like the one where Michael Jackson got burned and, you know, the whole.
I saw that. I remember that.
Yeah.
Really into Michael Jackson when he got interviewed by that British guy.
Oh,
do you remember that? And then he was looking.
Martin Bashir.
Yeah.
Martin Bashir.
And he was like looking really weird. And then me and my friend Bridget would draw pictures of him like every single day, like looking really weird.
Really?
We were really into it. We'd like painted him and I can do a really good Michael Jackson weird face phase. Like if you gave me a piece of paper, I would just draw from memory. Because it became a caricature a little bit.
I don't know. Like, I mean, if I knew Michael Jackson like personally when he was a kid, and then I would be like, and I didn't see him years later, I would be like, "Hold, Mike."
Well, you wouldn't believe it.
I'd be like, I'd be like, "Sir, I don't know who you are."
Yeah.
But Michael Jackson, I know, was a little dark. You know, he had curly hair. He had black,
he had
a
different nose. Yeah. I mean, he had a nose.
Yeah. And the thing is, it would kind of piss me off when Michael Jackson would deny that he got a nose job. I'm like, are you insane? I'm like,
did you lose it?
Did
you get it and walk off to?
Did a shark bite it off? I mean, I don't know. Maybe that chimp took it off. You know what I mean? Like, it's, you know, chimps get crazy every now and then. So that's what I think. That's my theory, maybe, that the Bubbles, the chimp, got a little angry. And Michael was a little too touchy one day. And Bubbles finally said, he's like, you know what, dude? Stop it. Stop touching me. Stop.
Wait, what happened to Bubba Love?
I don't know.
I'm going to investigate.
I think we should
make a documentary on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's Bubbles? But it was weird that I remember Michael Jackson did used to hang around Emmanuel Lewis. I don't know if you knew who Emmanuel Lewis is.
No.
But you're too young. But when I was a kid, there was a show called Webster, and it was this, and it starred this little cute black kid. Kind of like, he was like the other, like cute kid, like Gary Coleman was in Different Strokes.
That's who I was going to confuse him with.
Right. But Emmanuel Lewis was actually shorter.
Yeah.
And I think older. He had that some weird, he was just a short kid, but he was like 14, but he looked like he was six. Like it was
really, it a condition or something?
I don't know. I think it might have been a condition.
Yeah.
But Michael Jackson was fascinated with him for some, I don't know. Like he hung out with this Emmanuel Lewis kid. And Emmanuel Lewis would like sit on his lap in the award ceremony sometimes or hang out with him. It was really weird.
Treating him like a doll or something?
It was like,
where was his hand?
He was the first kid. I think, you know, like hanging out with Macaulay Culkin and all that stuff like that. Like Emmanuel Lewis was like the first one. I think when Michael Jackson saw him, he's like, I have to get this.
You're
like,
he's going to be my toy.
Yeah. And you're like, Michael, he's a human being.
Yeah. He's a toy.
He's about 10 years younger than you are. I don't know. I think this is right, maybe. And they're like, all right, whatever.
What?
Dude. Yeah. So it was a picture of Emmanuel Lewis, this little cute black kid.
Yeah.
Bubbles the chimp and a llama. That's the one thing when I look at it, like Michael Jackson in the 80s, I'm like,
he had a
zoo. He had like a real big zoo back in his Neverland. So. It's crazy. I don't know.
I think the reason why he hung out with kids so much is because he never really grew up, you know, right. Like Peter Pan complex.
It's odd for me because like, I know he had a real strict, I mean, his parents were, or at least his dad was really crazy. So I can imagine him being a young kid because when you look at, I almost feel like he's Benjamin Button in a way because when you look at the old videos of him as a kid, he acts very older and mature and he acts like this. And I feel like he got like the more older he got, like he became like a baby or something. I don't know. It's really weird.
I'm pretty sure though, whatever people say or anything, I bet he had a lot of fucking fun.
Imagine
like living his
probably
life.
Had a pretty good
yeah,
life.
Yeah, imagine.
I would imagine that his Neverland was probably like the anti Playboy Mansion. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Like,
yeah,
it
would
have been fun.
But it's still it wasn't like you didn't see that like bikini clad models and you wouldn't see all this other stuff.
You
would
see elephants there.
Yeah, you would be like a roller coaster. I would be like, you know what? Like, I don't know. Yeah. I think I want to go to Neverland. I don't want to go to Playboy Mansion. Fuck the.
He probably had munchkins there and stuff.
Yeah, he had a lot of stuff. He had like a beetle hanging around with him. He was good friends with Paul McCartney. You know?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, until he bought out the rights to the music, to the songs.
And then he's like, it's over.
No, Paul. I think the way the story went was that he was good friends with Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Really good friends. They collaborate a lot. Paul McCartney said, hey, one day they were at his home and Paul McCartney said, hey, I'm going to show you something. He had this thing of all the songs that Paul McCartney had bought the rights to.
Uh-huh.
Like he bought like I Love Lucy song, everything, all these songs that like made him money that he didn't particularly like.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And Michael Jackson said like, hey, one day I'm going to buy your Beatles catalog.
What?
And Paul said like, yeah, right. And then later on, like he did. Michael Jackson, they were up for sale. Paul McCartney had $45 million up to buy them, and Michael Jackson got $47.5 million,
he
bought them out. And
damn.
And then Paul McCartney's like, "Great, now Michael Jackson's my boss." Paul McCartney's life was like his hell was like I now have to. For my music, for my songs, I now have to talk to Yoko Ono, and I have to talk to Michael Jackson.
Man,
damn.
So that was his life. You know, he was like, "Oh, great." Imagine. So be careful about rights, kids. Okay, you gotta buy your rights. Okay,
that's okay.
Hang on to that stuff right there. Annie's shocked. Are you okay, Shannon?
Yeah.
You're shocked by
that. No, actually, I was just thinking about the Elvis biography I read, all about how Colonel Parker was just like
the
rattiest rat with Elvis's song rights.
Yeah.
I was like, I read so much about how he just dicked Elvis over.
Oh yeah, he was one of those things
all the time.
So was it like
basically Colonel Parker was making all the money off Elvis's music,
but he was like ill-advised or what was it?
Elvis basically like trusted Colonel Parker so much that he was like, oh, sure, whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm rich anyway. And like Colonel Parker was like, haha, and I'm like three times as rich as you.
Yeah. Right. Because
isn't that the story, though, with everybody?
Yeah. Well, in a way, I mean, everybody gets ripped off one way or another. But it sucked because sometimes when you see Elvis as like this huge icon, and then you go, oh, he could have done this, he could have done that. But his managers are like, no, he can't
do that. Like, he never toured to Europe ever.
Yeah.
Because that's crazy. You know why? Because Colonel Parker had an identity that he shed. He was actually from Europe, and he moved to America and pretended to be someone else.
See, British. Wow. He was born British, and he had a southern accent. You know what I mean? Like,
That's crazy.
It's like Richard Dawson.
Totally. He totally like made up this persona, and then the writer of the Elvis book asked him about it point blank, and he's like, "Yeah, so I never said I wasn't."
Yeah.
And then he's like, "What the hell?" Like he did all this research, and like all this weird stuff came out about him.
And what happened to him?
Well, he had a really big gambling problem.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I mean, he's squandered
his money most likely, right? I don't really know.
Thanks a lot. I ripped everything off, and now I'm going to start
away. And I'm just going to go and gamble it all away.
It's like, thanks a lot. You know, you could have just buried the freaking, oh, man. But you know, I'm going to do a little segment right now. I'm going to call it News of the World.
News of the World.
And this is basically, you know, but you're talking about collaboration. We're talking about this. I don't know if you heard about this, guys, but Burger King, you know, for International Peace Day, which is something like normally a big thing probably happening, you know, there. International Peace Day, Burger King said, we want to collaborate with McDonald's so that we could come out with a McWhopper.
Whoa.
Yeah. So I'm going to read you. This is, let me see. This is from NBC News, okay? This is a slow news day, guys.
It's I love burgers, I'm into this. I'm like, ooh, I want a burger. Like, can we get a burger after this?
It's like, you know, there's like shootings.
We get a, what is it called? A McWhopper?
Yeah.
A McWhopper.
And it says, like, even the name of that sounds a little gross in a way. It's like, you're just like.
It does.
You're
honestly,
like overkill.
To me, at least.
Yeah.
Why don't you say McVomit? How about that? Why don't we just say that?
I'm sorry, but McShit?
Yeah, you might as well say that. And it says, well, Burger King offered them this thing, and of course, McDonald's declined to collaborate with us for world peace. So that was basically the thing. And it says the McWhopper would have combined elements of the chain's famous Big Mac and Whopper burgers to create a new double decker burger. And I'm going, isn't there?
No.
Aren't they already double deckers?
I want to know the calorie count.
Yeah.
How much peace is that going to bring to you after you're done eating it? You know?
We're going to take a shitty hamburger and combine it with an even shittier hamburger and to make the shittiest hamburger, basically.
So you can feel shitty about yourself.
Yeah, exactly. So you can be full of guilt the whole week and basically eat a salad because you just ate this thing, this god awful thing. And it says Burger King is tying the publicity stunt to a nonprofit called Peace One Day, which says it promotes Peace Day. The United Nations created the International Day of Peace in 1981 to coincide with the annual opening session in September. It designated September 21st as the annual day of nonviolence and cease. You know what? That's a pretty ballsy move in a way. You know, it's like, okay, guys.
Yeah, but I want to know what the American Heart Association would say.
Yeah,
about that.
Yeah.
What kind of peace?
They're like, what's
that? Yeah, exactly. You know?
It's like no peace.
Yeah, and this is kind of taking such a huge issue and making really light of it.
And it even says on there. And it says, but apparently, it says Burger King touted the idea on full page ads in the New York Times. They're really
desperate. I saw the ads.
They spent a lot of money on that.
Yeah. Social media and a taste test on the Today Show. It says,
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, you know, I wonder who ate it. Probably that weatherman guy probably had it. It's like,
Dr. Phil.
No, what's the guy?
I wish he would.
Yeah, who's the weatherman, the Today Show or whatever? He's like he has like the hamburger.
Wait, wasn't Matt Lauer, right? No. He's like been gone for years or something?
No. Burglar? I don't know. He should be a good
I don't know.
Judge.
I avoid the news.
Yeah.
It sounds horrible, but I avoid it. It depresses me.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. I think a lot of people do that, trust me.
Yeah.
And it says right here, it says, Burger King, okay, it says, but apparently they didn't ring anyone over at the Golden Archers. It says, we love the intention, but think our two brands could do something bigger to make a difference.
Oh, see, I didn't know about
read
that part.
Read a post, McDonald's Facebook signed by McDonald's CEO Steve Ooster. Wow, they really
wow, that's
thing,
like yeah. slapping Burger King in the face. Yeah. Like, no, don't combine our burgers. Let's actually do something meaningful.
Right.
That's cool,
like,
though.
Like, give money to charity or yeah. something.
It says, Easterbrook chided Burger King for using the language of battle to describe their competition, saying it paled compared to the real pain and suffering of war.
Nice.
There we go. Yeah. Okay. So the McDonald's CEO is not weird. He's like, you know what? This sounds really weird.
This kind of reminds me of an episode of Mad Men because it's like ad guys battling it out.
Yeah. I don't know. And he even said a simple phone call will do next time. You know, that's all
that
he says.
Hilarious.
Yeah. And it says,
but you know, wait, what I kind of heard though is they probably would have had to share, like, I guess, a recipe, and McDonald's probably wouldn't be up for that. That's what I heard. I don't know. Though.
It's possible. They have that. Is that the secret sauce? Is the Big Mac have that secret? Which is basically, isn't it like just like. That's an island.
Yeah.
That is the secret sauce. The secret sauce.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. And it says right here, it says, Burger King has struggled against number one McDonald's for a few years.
Oh, come on. Their whole career.
It says, a new owner has cut costs and only recently started to raise sales. As the underdog, it's very cost effective to take shots at the big cheese, said marketing expert Martin Lindstrom. Mm-hmm. And it says, in coming as high and mighty, McDonald's handed Burger King a victory. McDonald's could have easily reacted in a fun, cheeky, and engaging way, turning the entire situation around, but yet they missed the opportunity. So it says 1-0 to Burger King. So it looks like I don't know, this guy's saying that McDonald's was
It's good advertisement for Burger King, because then now they're going to feel bad for Burger King and maybe more people buy their
we'll
food.
Their
Whopper.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing, though. What can you think of at Burger King that you actually like? I mean, just think of any item.
I don't know.
Nothing.
I remember
McDonald's. I like McFlurries. I like their ice cream cones. Their fries. I like.
Yeah, they have a great best fries.
Well,
yeah.
I haven't eaten there in years.
Yeah, so.
Sure people,
yeah.
No, I swear. I swear.
You kind of give a look like I'm just saying this.
I mean, I'll go to Denny's, but
okay, well, Denny's right there. I love Denny's. Right. But I don't know. But it's for me, it's funny how I understand McDonald's, Big Mac, like, of course, Mick and McDonald's or whatever. Like. Mm-hmm. But Burger King, I'm like, they're not using that King reference a lot.
No.
It's like I never heard of a kingdom having a Whopper.
Yeah.
You know
definitely.
What I mean? True. Can I have the Prince, the burger?
Maybe
you know?
They just need better advertising.
Burger. Yeah, the castle.
They need something new, something fresh, I guess.
They should hire Don Draper from
Batman. Yeah, they should
they
get
need
that.
To call
that
him up.
Yeah.
See what happened, guys? You know, I mean, I don't know. This is the world we're living in, you know. I do one day want to see, like, Pepsi and Coke combine.
Yeah, that would be epic because I like both of them anyways.
Yeah.
If I'm going to drink soda.
I'm still a Coke person. I'm not into Pepsi.
I like the sweetness of Pepsi.
I do compare Pepsi and Coke to Israel and Palestine. I'm just saying. I don't imagine that would
they're
be.
They're both good, but
they're both, you know, they have their things. But there's always, there's always like some friction, but they're both good. Like, I'll take them both in certain ways.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But the Burger King, McDonald's, I'm like, I think McDonald's is a little bit more on the edge, you know?
Yeah.
However, you know, but if you're going to say Taco Bell, Del Taco, I'm going to say Del Taco. I'm going to say that.
We didn't have Del Tacos in Seattle.
Oh, yeah?
No.
We have them in Arizona, and I see them here
everywhere. Yeah, we have them here.
How about Starbucks and Coffee Bean? I don't know. There might be a collaboration there.
See,
who knows?
I'll go anywhere they have coffee.
Yeah,
I'll go to
too.
McDonald's for coffee.
Me too.
Wait, I lied.
Yeah, I
go to McDonald's for coffee.
You're going to go to Burger King for coffee?
Never.
Did they even sell coffee? I don't know.
You know,
they'll
give you a senior coffee cup for like 5 cents or something.
Oh, really?
Okay. My dad actually gained a lot of weight because he ate a Whopper every single day for lunch.
Yeah. Wow.
But he lost it all. He's really skinny now.
Yeah.
But he knows about the senior coffee, and he would give me the
That's
senior
pretty
coffee.
Cool.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, we should still stay away from in them, though.
Yeah.
Why was he eating a burger, like a Whopper, like every day? Was it
maybe
just,
he had coupons?
I mean,
free?
They were like a dollar back in the day. This was like 15 years ago.
Right.
Yeah, but now he's in good shape. He doesn't eat that kind of food anymore.
You're like,
that's good.
Well, you're like, did he give him an intervention? Like, Dad, we have to talk.
Well, actually, what happened was I went away. You know, I moved away from Seattle, and I came back, and I was like, where's my dad? Like, he's like a stick figure now. Every time I see him, I'm still shocked. I'm like, wow, Dad, you're so skinny. I'm like, you're skinnier than me, Dad. He's like, well, you know, I'm on a diet.
he sounded very old there. I don't know. Is that how old? Is he an old guy there?
He's actually 70. He just turned 70 this year. And he's like, don't talk about me. I'm not 70. I'm 69. I'm never going to be 70. I'm like, Dad, you're 70. You're born in 1945. He's like, no. He's like, don't say it.
69. I like how he stopped at 69. Yeah. Like, that was like a favorite number.
That's
there.
A good number right there.
that was a good year. He's like, oh, I can't wait till I, you know, as a kid. Oh, man. I can't wait till I get to 69.
I'm just going to stay there.
Oh, it's going to be good times, man. Can you imagine, like, you're a kid listening? Like, it's like, I'm going to be doing so much crazy shit. And I'm like, no, of course, you know, people didn't even make it at like 69 sometimes.
Not
I'm like,
nowadays.
No, it's like, you'll just, I wonder if that is in the senior community, 69 is like a big deal. I don't know. Is that like where they go? Because I've heard a lot of senior communities, sometimes they get around. You know, they always hear stuff about that. You know? So I'm just saying, you know, I don't know. We'll see. Think you know, maybe your dad could do an art.
Do an art project on that.
Yeah.
Have him visit a senior home.
Right.
Yeah.
And draw it out. He's not in the old person's home yet.
I'm saying visit. Right. And draw it out.
Did he tell the kids, guys, I'm 69. did your dad go like when it's like? Well, I guess it's too late. They're already gone. But he probably does like if it's 4:20. You know.
I don't know if he knows that one.
Really?
Yeah. He knows, like, remember when that song Hot in Here by Nelly came out? He loved that song.
Wow. Oh, he did?
He's always singing it.
Did you guys ever see that video where, like, a chorus is singing that song, like, in a church?
No.
You guys have to watch it. I was, like, laughing so hard. So stupid.
Do you guys remember when that radio station played Nelly, It's Hot in Here for, like, the whole weekend on repeat?
This happened last year.
Did he pay for that or
such a burger?
No, they did it as like a prank because they were changing like owners of the radio station.
Oh shit.
So seriously, like that song was on repeat. It was like a Bay Area radio station.
So that is funny.
They're the Burger King of radio station. I guess that's
some good advertising right there.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, Nelly must be like,
he must have loved it.
Yeah, it's like I'm getting a big paycheck here. Am I right?
Oh, you know, yeah.
Like,
why? Right?
It's like, what's going on over here? They're like, it's a prank, dude.
Is that like his biggest hit now or what?
Seriously. Yeah.
It's a goof, okay, dude? Relax, you know?
Well, you're not going to get paid for this.
Yeah. Imagine if you did it. Yeah, that's, I don't know. I don't know how that works. Because, you know, rappers sometimes are not like, you know, the Beatles, you know, they don't really write their
stuff.
Actually,
I heard that rappers are really they know a lot about their money.
Okay,
they're like,
that's good.
They're like counting it. They're like, I know exactly how much I have. And
like 50 Cent?
Yeah. What's up with his bankruptcy?
I don't know. I kind of feel like he's trying not to pay that settlement. So.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously he was going to file, you know?
I'm like 50. Did he really need that yacht? Maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, well, he said it was all rented and it was all like a facade or something. Yeah. That's what he's saying now.
Who knows? I'd be like, you know what? I would be so nervous. You know, I would be like, I'm wearing a $50,000. What?
Yeah.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying here. I don't want to get robbed. Screw you guys. I'd be like, go away. You know, but, well, Will Smith he was about to file bankruptcy. If I remember, and the story went that Quincy Jones gave him a TV show called Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And that's what saved him getting out of the hole.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because he was like in debt. Like he had come out. You know, he was like, parents don't understand. Like, he was like one of the corny rappers like in back in the day, mm-hmm. And he had lost a lot. I guess he went really crazy, or maybe he got ripped off.
Yeah,
and he was about to file bankruptcy, and then they said like, hey, why don't you do acting? And then they gave him like, we'll try the show out and see if it works, and it did work.
Damn, was that like his mentor or what?
I guess so. But, you know, he's one of those guys. Cool, he was one of those guys that said, like, I'm staying. I'm not leaving the show. He's like stayed from like the very end. Like, he didn't leave. Like, Jim Carrey was like that with this TV show called Living Color.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of
remember that.
Yeah. He was
kind of. Yeah.
He was like the biggest star coming out of it. But he stayed there from the very first show to the last season. He was still there. He's like, I've been poor. I'm not doing that again. I'm staying here.
That's freaking cool, though.
Yeah. You don't want to like leave a good paycheck. Yeah.
Some money, right?
Yeah. That's some network money.
If they're paying you,
you gotta stay loyal to money.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like, I could do movies on my off season. Well, speaking of movies, guys, let's get down the pipe. Let's get down to it.
Down the pike.
We were just talking about this earlier. It's M. Night Shyamalan's new horror. He's getting into horror now. And he looks disgusted. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Okay. I'm just worried. I don't want you to, you know, throw out. I don't want to put a
projectile vomit all over the microphone. Oh my God, I'm so scared.
That's going to be scarier than the trailer.
They should call projectile or vomit a whopper. Why don't we call it, like, whopper. Don't put a whopper on my
the
mic.
The new slang.
The new
don't
slang.
Whopper
don't
whopper
mic.
The mic.
Don't
please.
Make whopper.
Don't make whopper the mic.
Don't make mic. Yeah, don't make whopper. Whopper. That's when you throw up on a podcast. You got to make whopper.
I need to go make whopper.
Yeah, I got to make whopper. You're like, oh, okay. No worries. Okay. That's what they should the kids do to tell your dad. I got to go make whopper. Like, Mr. Motel.
Mr. Motel.
There you go.
It's like, okay. All right. All right, let's play this. This is The Visit. This is I don't know. Izzy hasn't seen this, but let's get a little advertisement here. Crab Fest here, guys. Let's
see. I had crab in Vegas.
I'm ready to crab.
Yeah,
like
it was at the buffet.
I would get scared.
Was it real crab?
I would get scared.
Yeah,
all
right,
I'm just saying, you know,
not imitation.
Hey, I'm
right?
Still here. I didn't make Whopper, guys.
I'm about to make Whopper.
Red Lobster is kind of like the McLobster.
It is, but it held the place in my heart.
Yeah. It's pretty good, though.
Yeah.
The cheesy biscuits.
Oh, yes.
Gotta do it. Gotta do it. Let's say right here.
Every day, it's getting close.
Are you holding my camera properly? Swerve, girl.
Stop, both of you. Yours will
surely come. Hi, Mom. My parents asked if their grandchildren could.
Oh, that's Catherine. Catherine Hahn. She, she's like a comedian or female. Or she's an actress, but in a lot of comedies.
Miss you guys.
Mom, we're having a great time.
So they're visiting the grandparents, the kids.
They seem pretty nice.
Yeah.
Bedtime here. I like her outfit.
It's probably best you two shouldn't come.
That kid's prematurely balding.
Pretty much, yeah.
Did he use
that? Should have been the movie right there. It's like
should have turned that light off. That's scary.
There we go. Yeah, the grandpa.
What is that? It's 10:47. We think there's someone outside the door.
Whoa, grandpa's doing exercise.
He's cleaning, right?
Yeah, working. I think so.
I thought he was cleaning the. They dirtied the wall.
Cleaning.
Yeah.
Grandmother's fine. It's like somebody talking in their sleep.
What's he doing? They're weird during the day.
I was just cleaning it.
I would call him out.
Yeah.
It's like, where'd you look like you were going to commit suicide right there, Grandpa?
Is everything okay? For a couple of days.
Nana, you okay?
Well, is there a twist? They might have.
Does she have coffee?
I think they have. They might have.
Yeah,
all.
She might need some coffee.
She needs coffee and vitamin C.
Yeah. I know, really.
I feel like this movie would terrify so many kids.
Yeah,
I know.
I don't want to go visit my grandparents.
This is actually have your kids want to stay at home
right,
with their parents. It'd be nice.
Perfect night.
What is that? Mom, you need to come right now.
I don't need a mom right now.
Mom's like having a good time with the dad. He doesn't want to pick him up.
Yeah.
I'd
would
leave
you
them
mind
there.
Getting inside the oven to clean it.
Why would you word it that way, Grandma? Like, why don't you just like, can you clean my oven?
She's gonna make a kid cake, you know?
Yeah.
That's M. Night Shyamalan's like, hey, you know what? grandparents gone crazy. How about that, right?
You know what? I would watch it just because it's... I haven't seen anything like that.
Yeah?
I mean, just so I could laugh.
I mean,
it's...
Like, yeah, of course. You know? I don't know. It's interesting, like... I mean, I don't know. Are they aliens? Are they demons?
Yeah, because it doesn't really tell you what they
have.
It is. Yeah.
Do they have Alzheimer's?
Maybe they have Alzheimer's. Maybe they're like schizophrenic.
Maybe they got the wrong medication. Now they're over.
That's what happens.
Yeah,
that does
the
happen.
Side effects.
Yeah,
seriously.
Maybe they're not taking the medicine. Yeah, who's taking the charity?
Yeah, maybe they ran out and just didn't know how to drive to the store to get more. I mean, they're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I think mom was like, you know what?
They need to get scared straight.
Yeah,
they're going to go see Nana.
They fucked my life. Like when I was 18 years, I'm like, you know what?
I got pregnant at 17. Yeah. Now they have to pay for it.
Right, you know? Exactly. Jesus.
But where is the mom? I want to know where the mom's at.
She looked like she was at SeaWorld. Like she looked at some resort
without the kids. Like it's obvious she wanted to get rid of them.
She went to. I like how she goes to the most family friendly. That would be great. She did to a family friendly theme parks and yet without the kids. She's like,
without the fucking kids.
Yeah. She's like, where are you now, mom? Like, oh, I'm at Disney World right now. It's like, what? Why are we here with grandma and grandpa? Why aren't you here introducing us? This is so awkward.
You know, maybe I don't know. I'd want to watch it.
Yeah,
just because it's something different. Other than what you're used to when they put it in scary movies, you know, because it's always something paranormal or, you know.
Maybe the grandparents are dead.
Oh, there we go. That's the twist. Because I'm like, Shyamalan's really into twists.
Yeah.
If he directed your guys' movie, if he did your movies,
you
would have been dead. I think
twist at the end.
In a way, he would have. No, he would have made it a real twist.
A really big twist. Yeah. Like we weren't actually Elvis and Priscilla impersonators. We were like Nancy Sinatra impersonators. We were trying to like ruin their name.
No, it would have been like you guys killed the celebrities and now you took them over.
Oh yeah.
That would have been cool.
Yeah.
I saw that. I saw that in a Twilight Zone. It was not an old one.
The newer version. 90s or was it late 80s?
Or something like that, yeah. And there was one episode where this guy got in a fight with the actual Elvis. Like Elvis was the mechanic and they got in a fight. And he pushed Elvis and the guitar, the arm or whatever,
the bar?
Yeah, that thing, I don't know. The thing that comes out, like, looks like a stick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, they got in a fight, and I guess he landed awkwardly, and the real Elvis, got, like, pierced stabbed through it. Yeah, mm-hmm. through that thing. And the guy felt so bad, and he realized that it was Elvis.
Yeah.
Because he looked at it, he's like, holy shit. So he basically took over Elvis's life. And like,
that's something I would have done, though.
Yeah, I think so.
I think anybody in here would have done
that. But I'm like, that's a pretty good coincidence. I'm like, he was probably a singer. He's like, wow, I got to sound like Elvis. I got to do this. This is really creepy. You know, I don't know. Maybe it might have been a dream. I'm just saying. I don't know. I remember this
episode. Maybe you dreamed it and it wasn't actually an episode?
Maybe.
I'm going to have to Google that.
Yeah, that sounds good.
It was interesting. I don't know. But you know what? You know what's even creepier? The next trailer, guys. Ooh.
I like this one. I do.
Wait, is that the sexy one you were talking about?
Yeah, the sexy one.
Okay, let's see.
The one that should be called Black People's Period Sexy,
That's
right?
Not what I meant.
Okay, all right, just checking. Okay, that would have been great. I would have caught my attention because the name of the movie is called The Perfect Guy. I'm like...
That sounds like a cheesy comedy.
Kind of movie. Yeah.
Yeah, that's could true. Maybe that's movie. What makes you want to see
it. Right. Movie. But this one, I don't know. We'll see.
Is it rated R?
I would hope so.
Yeah.
I would hope so because it's going to be tense.
Yes.
Okay, calm
here
down.
We go.
Let's see. Oh, wow. Okay. There's no crab commercial before it. But.
Ooh, it's in LA.
Yeah. I'm just not ready.
I can't wait for you anymore.
I don't want to lose you.
I don't either.
Oh boy. See, it's always decision, you know?
Oh yeah. Gotta make
three
a choice.
Three reasons why I shouldn't buy you a drink.
I'm sorry I'm late.
I thought he was a perfect guy.
Why are you still standing?
Right?
I thought the white guy
Walk
was
away. Walk away. I looked over and you looked like you needed a little help.
Who's this guy?
Wow. He's cute.
The man
So she broke up with this guy and immediately...
Well, hey, she's hot, though.
So. Yeah, she is hot.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Yeah. It's simple.
I would have dated her. I would have been like, hey...
That's another movie.
Yeah, that's
calm down, Annie, please.
I like her.
Does he have a brother?
Does he have a brother?
Yeah, that's what we always ask.
Well, that's what we... Hey, even in Greece, like, yeah, does she have a friend or whatever?
I had tickets to the Giants game, and I was wondering if you'd go with me.
He is a perfect guy. He is a perfect guy. Uh-oh.
Would you mind if I take a picture of this car?
Maybe ask my boyfriend when he gets out.
Whoa, oh,
it was like a switch went off.
Well, the guy was touching his car.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I think he kind of deserved
a little bit.
The
vehicle than the girl.
Exactly.
That's the cat.
Oh yeah, that's the perfect guy.
Yeah, he's a
Running Canyon, where we met.
Yeah. Oh, we're like actually in the background.
Yeah.
There you are. I can see you guys right there.
Yeah.
Two movies
he's
you're
out
in.
There. He's watching me.
That email went out this morning from your account.
My account? Can't you see I've been set up?
Wow, he knows even. He's like Ashley Madison here.
Yeah,
he's like,
yeah, right?
I'm remembering the sex right now.
Hey, whoa. Shut up!
I'm gonna wipe this smug look off your face.
Uh-oh. You can't protect me.
I'm doing everything
Thanks
I
lot,
can
please.
Within the law.
Black Lives Matter.
Back.
Come on, please. Let's get this going. Come on.
Oh my
psycho.
God, the water went out.
Psycho.
She's watching.
She's doing a soap in her eyes.
Yeah.
That would be embarrassing.
Yeah.
In the movie, it'd be like. That's a lot of work for to be with. Look at this. She's sleeping in the bed. Oh, he's Whoa.
Under the bed. He's
that's,
the boogeyman.
That's my
yeah,
kind of
he's
perfect
the, yeah,
he's
he is the
boogeyman.
Big, that would have been, yeah, it's
maybe they should have called it the boogeyman.
The boogeyman, yeah.
No, wait, there's already one called the boogeyman, though, right?
So, yeah, there are a lot of movies like the boogeyman. Yeah. It's almost like, there's a lot of movies like that now. It's almost like...
well, which boogeyman?
The hero, whatever. Yeah, it's like a very generic kind of thing. But I just thought, like, I mean, he's not trapped in the closet. He's under the bed. See, R. Kelly would have been a perfect, I think, in this movie, in my opinion.
Yeah.
He would have, you know what? R. Kelly should have been in both roles, the good guy and the bad guy.
Right?
You know what I mean?
Or
singing.
Kind of like,
singing his parts
yeah,
in the movie.
I would, of course.
Yes.
You know? I would have seen it. That'd be funny if he was in every
and
movie.
Then, you know what? Yeah. One of the big scenes, you just see like a big old yellow stain on the mattress.
Of course.
You know
you
that's
R. You know,
Kelly
would,
right
yeah,
there.
He
that's,
the police,
that's his trademark.
Like his police
card.
Is like...
Like she's like,
yeah.
It's like
it was R. Kelly.
She's gonna come in. It's like someone's been here,
yeah.
And I know who.
Like the police come in, they're like, "No blood, but there's a lot of pee around."
Yeah, there's no blood,
here?
A lot of pee.
So what happened?
He likes Smargus territory.
There is there's a dead woman here, but there's no blood. There's just pee. I don't know. We can't get it. It's so weird. Like she peed. Like she it was. It's like she didn't bleed blood. She bleed peed. Does that work? I don't know. That should be a great... See, that M. Night Shyamalan should work on that one. That's
yeah.
What I'm saying.
Yeah. They should work on that together.
You know? I don't know.
I'm pretty
kinda...
sure they just showed all the good scenes, though,
yeah.
On that trailer. I mean, when you actually watch it, you're going to be like, really?
You're going to be kind of bored.
Yeah, yeah, like, I mean, it looks good. I'd rather see the preview only on this one.
I don't know. I really like romance and stuff, so...
this is
a lot of romance here.
A little bit, know? But...
Yeah.
Until he beats up the guy at the
yeah,
gas station.
Yeah, that part, but... I'm going to close my eyes, go get a soda.
Yeah.
Like, I'll like,
Pepsi?
Watch the first half of the movie, and then when he starts getting violent, I'm like, all right, I'm out.
Yeah. It's a... Because I don't know. I like some... I mean, I don't know. Sometimes I kind of like corny romance movies, and I'd be like, oh... But then there's some ones where I'm like... I think the main character, the woman, I think she was in the wrong. I don't know.
Yeah, totally.
I think she cheated on her boyfriend. With
now,
the, I mean, the
she
guy,
deserves
she,
what she's
she,
getting.
Well, she cheated on the boyfriend who was, okay, maybe he was out of the loop or something. I don't think he was a real complete dick. But, I mean, she cheated still cheated on him with a nice guy. Still cheating.
Yeah.
Still cheating, okay.
I'm writing a romance novel right now.
Oh, wow.
I'm actually, like... It's like 37,000 words.
Whoa!
Uh-huh.
Is that that's jeez, that's gotta
I know.
Be
okay. There's no sex in it, but
it's a romance. Oh,
yes, but
sounds like my life.
Yeah,
it's like Izzy's life. Yeah. It's actually
it's
you're the main character.
It's based on me, right?
I
knew it.
Yeah, actually, I wrote you into the female characters.
Oh,
like,
good.
The
good.
Best friends.
Yeah.
Like, Stella Izzy, like
you're like, I'm totally gonna change the name. It's gonna be like you can't even tell it's Isarella.
Wow. Isarella, right? Isabel.
That makes sense. Or Isabel.
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 Yeah, totally.
There you go.
So does it have a name yet?
What did I name it? I think I named it the Idyllic Psychic Summer.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like, okay, it's about this girl. She has a boyfriend named Zor who's like really cool and a photographer, and he's working on this porn set as a photographer. Mm. And then she's an actress, and then she like sees this guy she has a crush on, and then she like sees him at the audition, and they start working together. And then her boyfriend goes to Miami, and then she finds out that he's cheating on her with a porn star. So she's going to make like this like revenge S&M like art film to get back at her boyfriend. Yeah, there's like some complex stuff in it.
Is there a guy under the bed? Please.
No, not yet.
No, this one, he might be in the closet though.
Yeah. are the grandparents visiting?
There is an old lady in it, actually. Good. She's going to direct the porn.
Okay. This is a cool ass grandma.
Yeah, she's really cool.
Does she smoke weed?
Okay. Maybe.
Yeah, you should have her like.
Okay. I'll have really, her like sitting by the window, like. Yeah. Yeah, blazing up.
Like with a really raspy voice.
Yeah. Her age is 69, of course, right?
Yeah, yes, she can't definitely. Be 70. She's forever 69.
She's forever 69. Yeah. Yeah.
That should be a store. That should be, you know, Forever 21.
Forever 69.
Forever 69 for the old. Yeah.
That's
wait, funny. But that. That name right there.
Yeah,
a lot of weird people are going to go in there. I mean, I'd be one of them. But
I think you should write. That should be the name of the book,
the
maybe.
Movie,
I
don't remember. Forever 69.
There we go. I like it. Just saying. Wow, we did a lot of work right there. We did a lot of brainstorming there.
Yeah,
but that was
brainstorm.
Pretty good. We did a good job.
Forever 69.
Right there. That's what I'm saying. You know. But now, let's get to the last movie.
Right.
Black Man. Have you?
Cool. We don't have that much to touch on.
Are we good?
Nice. Okay.
Oh, you just got that?
Yeah, I gave it to him.
Yeah, she gave it to me.
Oh, nice. Wow. Is that a...
Gene Harlow.
Gene Harlow. There we go.
Nice. He came out super cool. I almost cried on this one.
Right? Yeah. He was so funny at the end. He's like, I really want to just go home right now. I was like, well, Izzy, we're not done. So...
Oh, my God. How long did it take? Like 4 hours?
Four or five hours.
4 or 5 hours. Yeah.
But, I mean, it was so worth it. But yeah,
it looks nice. It does really look. I watch that show Ink Master.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen it.
I haven't.
I think I saw one season, the first season.
Sometimes, like, they're really so nitpicky in certain things. And I'm just like, I would have never, like, it looks cool. I would have never.
Yeah.
The thing about it is, once you start paying attention to tattoos, you can see, like, what's a good one and what's a bad one. But if you don't like pay attention, you're like, yeah, it looks great.
I'd be like, you know? Looking, I'm like, I don't know, like,
yeah, sometimes like,
I look at those tattoos, I'm like, oh, that looks really cool, and then they're like nipping, and I'm like,
yeah, my I'm boss like, does that. He's like, I was like, oh, that looks good. He's like, well, actually, this is wrong. I was like, oh, well, you're right.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, I'm glad I didn't make that one. God.
Yeah.
That's
I know. Yeah. I don't know. I'm like, I don't have any tattoos right there. All right, here we go. Okay, so, all right. This next one is called Black Mass. I don't know if you guys know about the history of Whitey Bulger. It's not a porn star.
It sounds like one.
It sounds like a great, probably one of the greatest porn star names, but Whitey Bulger.
Yeah.
But no, he's an Irish gangster from like, I don't know, the 50s or 60s and 70s, like hardcore guy. He's, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie, what was that movie with Martin Scorsese, that Jack Nicholson and Leonardo DiCaprio? It was all Irish guys in there.
The Departed.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the character Jack Nicholson played was based on this guy, Whitey Bulger, who was a hardcore. He was hardcore gangster that they couldn't even take him down. He was actually an FBI informant later on.
Oh, wow.
As well. It's like he pulled both angles, he pulled both sides of the law in a way where it's like he knew, but he was untouchable, basically. And
badass.
Yeah, he was a badass, basically. And he ran into hiding, was running from the law. When 9/11 happened and everything, Osama bin Laden was like the number one most wanted guy in the FBI.
Yeah.
Whitey Bulger was number two. was like the one guy, like everyone. And later on, they found Whitey Bulger living here in LA, Santa Monica Boulevard. Okay. Yeah, Santa Monica, not Boulevard, but Santa Monica, California, living in some like apartment with his girlfriend or whatever.
Yeah.
They finally got him and they finally arrested him. He's like an old man now. He looks like he looks like the guy from The Visit, like that old man. Looks like
Oh my God.
So, yeah. But, this is the movie based on him, and are basically called Black Mass. But Johnny Depp plays him, And I don't know about you.
Johnny Depp plays that old creepy
guy.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And he kind of looks like a vampire. You'll see.
Yeah,
it looks odd.
Really terrifying.
I don't know. I don't know about Prejudice Guy or judging a book by its cover, but I would have been like, you know what? Watch that guy. If I was an airplane, I'm like, look at that guy.
Like, is that Voldemort on the plane right there?
Like, arrest him now. Like, I don't care if he didn't do anything. Just arrest him. You know, he looks weird. He looks like a creep, you know? So, so this is basically like how his whole, you know, thing. Like, so it's basically like Johnny Depp.
Bonefish Grill. We've got salmon. Oh, wood grill.
Brought to you by fresh. It's a lot of crab. Now we're hearing fish right there.
Only you get to use a fork.
Right. I hope they pay me for this.
Bonefish Grill. That looks good.
It's so good.
I'm really good at like getting susceptible to advertising.
Yeah. It hits you from, you know. All right,
I'm thirsty.
I need to know everything you know about the Winter Hill Gang, and specifically what you know about your former boss and now fugitive, James Whitey Bulger.
What's that?
Uh-oh.
This isn't the trailer I saw.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's all the same.
Jim was a small town
player. I saw a creepy one.
He's a very smart, disciplined man.
Take your shot. But make it your best. Because I get up, I eat you.
Yeah, he was a scary guy.
And you know he's a damn kingpin. You know why? Because the FBI let it happen.
I grew up with Jimmy and his brother Billy, the senator. And that is a bond that doesn't get broken.
His brother was in politics. Really?
Business.
Yeah.
It's Jimmy's business. We all need friends. Even Jimmy. Even you.
See, he looks like a vampire there. I don't know why. Jimmy. Like, I feel
the
like...
The hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, so creepy. He doesn't even look like Johnny Depp at all.
For success. Just getting started.
Weird music behind it.
Yeah. This is a weird
like
trailer.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Shooting a Dave Pauly. Yeah, like no one can arrest this guy.
Yeah,
I know, right?
Well, just play this. Make a fool of the bureau.
We're in too deep. And he knows it.
They must say that a lot in the FBI.
We're in too deep.
You're in too deep.
Yeah.
Yeah. That must be a sign in the FBI where it's like, you know, when you go in, all these little frame comments. You're in too deep.
What's Bulger done?
What's he done?
Everything.
Look at that. Looks creepy there. Yeah, see? It's like Dracula.
You cannot say that to me.
Seb, I think Dracula's sexy, and I don't think that guy's sexy.
No. Okay, well, of course. Bella Lugosi.
Yeah.
I mean, Johnny Depp, yes. Whitey Bulger, come on. No big deal.
If he gives me his word, he will keep it.
Oh. Just clapped in front of me. Okay, I don't know.
Dangerous.
I don't know. If somebody clapped in front of me, I would be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, right? You're like, rude. Yeah. Excuse me.
Like, I'm like, you know, for one day, I know you're a gangster and all that. For one day, can you not be an asshole? Okay,
yeah.
Let's just keep it real. Okay, yeah. Let's just not be a douchebag. Okay. You know, I just want to have one day where you're just like,
normal.
Yeah. Like, can you just
fucking
relax?
How do we end a normal conversation?
Can we just talk about the news? Like, what's, you know, it's the 70s. Come on. You know, it's a lot of stuff going on here. What do you think about Nixon, you know, whatever, like all these different things
it's
we
like
could talk
they
about.
They wake up angry or
something.
Like they're sleeping angry. They wake up angry.
Maybe they're acting. Maybe they're acting like tough.
I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess like, I don't know how it used to be back then, but every time when I look at all these old gangster movies and see, they always talk about the 70s, why would I go out? Why would you go out anymore?
Yeah.
You
know? So dangerous.
Yeah. I had a guest on, Malice, McMahon, and we were talking about serial killers in a way, and we're like, I don't know, like I don't really hear about serial killers. I'm not saying they don't exist, but when I was a kid or whatever, I mean, it was pretty like, oh, there's a serial killer loose, and you're like, what? We're like,
I never heard about any serial killers either growing up.
My mom
up, like,
always tells me about them. No, she watches those scary.
You're too young. But when I was a kid, it was like, I mean, there was no Amber Alert. There was no thing there. Like if somebody was kidnapped, I mean, you were gone and that was it. You know, it was scary time.
Yeah.
So when I look at stuff like this, I'm like, if I was in the FBI or a cop, I would have been like, you know what? I quit.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't think this is the man. I'm going to go maybe open up a dry cleaners
a little less freaky.
Yeah, maybe I'll work for the post office. Mm-hmm. Well, that, you know, going postal.
Well, you still have to worry about dogs.
Going postal. You're like, oh my God. Like, imagine if you were in the 70s, you're like a cop and you're like, went to a postal worker and you're like, okay, that's tame. And all of a sudden, people are going postal now.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know if you guys know, but it's an interesting, I think it's maybe if there's a documentary, I think it's more, but like Johnny Depp as being the, it looks okay for me. I mean, I like gangster movies, but after a while you're like, yeah, that's too. The same. I think they should have just been like how they got caught. Cause the fact that
I wonder how that one's going to end though.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty interesting.
That's the reason why I'd want to watch
it.
Yeah.
That's true. Like what's going to happen at the end.
I'm still shocked that he was in Santa Monica and yet no one noticed.
Yeah. That's what I was going to tell you. I read about him, but I didn't know that they were talking about him. But, I guess they interviewed some of his neighbors. They said he had lived there for a while and he was like a really weird, creepy guy that would just always walk his little dog at certain times in the day. Yeah. Like literally
just like every other old man in Santa Monica.
Yeah, so I'm guessing, I mean, that's why they weren't...
Yeah, they're imagine? Like,
I'm thinking like, they're not going to find him, you know? Yeah.
Could you imagine you're like the top gangster and whatever you're from, you could do whatever you want, and now you're like, people are looking at you like... Get out of here with your dog.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
In disgust.
Because you could, you know what? Honestly, you could have really said like,
I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah, no, because honestly, if you had an old man, you didn't know if he's Whitey Bulger, but you would have been like, oh, fuck this guy, you know?
Yeah,
fuck you, cuss him out, and he's not gonna say it. Like, what is he gonna do? He's not gonna go to the police. He's like, oh no, I don't want to go to police.
Fuck this.
Well, maybe he calmed down in his old age and finally was like, whatever. I like being an old man with a dog.
Yeah. It would be more surfing. He's like, everyone's like, wow, you know what? I can't believe it. He was such a nice guy. That's what always everyone says.
Every, you know? Always says that, especially when
every serial killer, everything. Like, he was
Did you watch that Grim Sleeper documentary? Oh, it was so terrifying.
What's that about?
It was
I think
about the guy in Compton.
Oh yeah,
who
it was like
killed
a,
all
yeah,
the
these
girls,
with
the
girl,
hookers.
Hookers,
yeah,
Muslim,
yeah. You watched that?
I think so.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, I haven't.
Terrifying.
Yeah,
and I like watching all that weird stuff.
Yeah, you would like it. It was like the scariest thing I've ever watched in my life.
Yeah,
and all the neighbors were like, "Oh, him? He was such a nice guy.
Yeah,
he could."
Oh, it's always like that, and you're like, "Well, yeah, dude, you're not." You don't look like the victim. You don't look like this prey, you know?
But I think serial killers really, like, think things over. Like, they're so meticulous about their stuff that that's why you would never figure it out. Like, was it the BTK killer?
Yeah, the BTK,
was it that
yeah.
he was a post... He was something...
Yeah, like, he was, like, a regular kind of guy, but he was always one of those guys who's kind of angry in a way, but you
but it's like, eh.
But
you know.
But the thing is, he made a mistake because he was scot-free, really, and then he said, like, he got kind of bored and went back to teasing the cops, and then that's how, like, that whole thing started, and then that's how they found him out.
Didn't he have, like, a little shed or something full of... stuff. Like,
I think every serial killer has like some type of a shed or some
like,
type of
a it's trophy like room.
Let's just say this. I'll say this right now. Anybody who has a shed and is not the tool type of person may want to look out for that person.
That shed.
Yeah,
maybe they're
into
taxidermy.
Yeah,
you gotta figure that out.
Yeah,
first, you know.
Like I said, I'm not necessarily prejudiced. I don't really judge a book, but there's some people that I feel like. When you're in the airplane and you're kind of like, let's keep an eye on somebody, let's try to do that in maybe all social aspects in the way, but you're like, wait a minute, this guy, I don't know about this guy, just a little, because you could sense it. You could sense a creep in a way, you know? It doesn't matter. Yeah, Izzy, you know, when you...
I mean, when I first saw Izzy, I was like, stay away from me.
Yeah.
Fucking creep.
Yeah, creep.
No, that's me. That's me on the red line every day, though.
Yeah.
Everybody's a fucking creep,
right?
So, like, I just stick to myself before I read a book.
Yeah. That's the thing, because you never know.
Public
that's
transportation is
it's
creeps.
The freaking worst.
Yeah, I've had some bad experiences as, like, a 14-year-old girl on the metro. Like, oh, God, really?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And then after a while, you're just like, fuck you, you know?
Yeah.
And,
I'm kind of happy that there is like cameras nowadays because now I'm like, I'm not saying like it's like Big Brother, but to me it's like, well, you know what? Like if somebody attacks me, at least I want
camera. Yeah. You at least want to watch the video of you being attacked, you know, just for personal enjoyment.
I would
laugh.
I don't think I would kind of not be like, I would be like, you know what? I should have hit him right there.
Just go back. You know what I mean? And just think about
sometimes,
it.
Sometimes like I look at that where some people are like just covering themselves. I'm like, just hit him back. He's probably, you know, if I hit him nuts, you know, or hit him right in the poke him in the eye. You know what I mean? Three Stooges. was just that guy. Have you had an eye
with
poke?
Your damn bag? Have like, you
had
a,
yeah. If you've had somebody poke your eye, oh, it's the worst feeling. Forget it, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's pretty
bad. Because, I see that in UFC fights, like those MMA fights. And
do they really do that?
They don't really. Sometimes they'll do it by accident, but sometimes it happens. And you can see the slow motion where you see the eye go, like the eye going into its
socket. Yeah.
It's like the worst feeling, you know.
They should make a compilation video about that stuff.
I think that'd be fun.
I wouldn't watch it.
No. I would.
Would you?
I probably would.
I can't watch people get cut open or any of that.
Yeah, I can't watch blood, but if I could see people getting their eyes, you know, pushed in and stuff, I think it'd be funny.
I don't know. You know what? Maybe in the romance novel, you could be some, you know, maybe a little poke eye there. You know,
eye poking?
Eye poking.
Maybe it could be a fetish.
Maybe there could be a serial killer maybe on the loose and, you know.
That takes like one eye or something as a souvenir.
You never know.
Remember that movie Ice Cream Man where he put the eyeballs in the ice cream and gave them to kids?
No. This sounds like a dream. This sounds like my Elvis thing.
This is like a horror movie from like the 90s.
Oh, I think. Okay, I may have heard of
this. It was so scary. Izzy would love it probably.
Wait, but what was it called again?
Ice Cream Man.
Is it because of the eye scream?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Oh,
I don't know. Maybe, but he was a murderer, obviously.
Kind of like the boogeyman.
He was like the murderer. He operated the ice cream truck, you know.
Yeah, typical. See how normal they are?
He got his goodies from kids, like Rocky Road was like some teeth and, you know.
How's that edible? I would have been like, I would eat that as a kid even being like, wouldn't that? That would be like DNA.
Excuse me, there's a bone or a tooth in my ice cream, sir.
Like, I would go to my, if I went to my mom like that, my mom would be like, why is there teeth? Like, where'd you get this at? Like, the movie, it would be like 10 minutes, the movie. It would be like, you know, unless you put the court drama in there, but.
Yeah. I think it's a horror.
It would not last long. And an eyeball, maybe, I get it. But the teeth is a little too hard to swallow, I tell you that much.
Get it?
You know?
Hard to swallow.
Nice. There you go. Well, oh, man. We could talk for hours. We could talk about, you know, we could.
Anything and nothing.
Like Seinfeld.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what we just did. When I said boogeyman, I was like, that would be cool concept. Man. I don't know. M. Night Shyamalan, maybe if you're listening, don't steal this idea. I know. You don't want to be like the new, you want to be the fat Jew. You don't want to be the skinny, Indian guy, whatever, or American Indian. I don't know, whatever. But I'm just saying, if boogeyman, but it's a guy who dances, you know, it's like a
'70s.
And he's dancing. He's like, likes to dance, you
know? he's like a murderer.
Yeah. And he kills like
the boogeyman.
Boogeyman.
He dances you to death.
Yeah.
It's
like Studio 54. And you're like, I don't know, man. The boogeyman might be out tonight. He's like, well, he's a good dancer.
Yeah.
He's like, it's still dangerous. I'm like,
he's a killer on the dance floor.
Yeah. He steals your girl with the moves. Yeah. And never gives her back.
Yeah.
Ever.
He dances her to death.
Yeah, he dances her to death.
Yeah, he just dances and dances, and then she falls off.
Yeah, like, she loses her feet and dies.
We're still brainstorming. We're still brainstorming. We'll figure it out. You know, we'll get into it. You know what I mean? We'll get into it, but guys, thanks for doing the show.
Yeah,
you know,
awesome.
Thanks for having us.
Where can we find you? Where can we see any other ventures and everything? Because you do tattoo.
Yeah, I'm a tattoo artist. Awesome. That's my main profession. I work at One Way Tattoo Shop, and if you want to set up an appointment with me, just email me at littleanniemotel@gmail.com, and that's also my Instagram, littleanniemotel, and also my website, littleanniemotel.com.
Okay. Is there a motel?
Yeah.
Motel?
Yeah. It's in my mind. It hasn't been built
yet.
Okay.
I've seen
it.
Izzy knows.
I know about it.
You had me intrigued. I was like, whoa, there is an Annie Motel.
Yeah,
like, okay.
I'm actually going to open it one day, and it's going to be a tourist attraction, kind of like Disneyland. Okay.
That would be
sort
cool.
of. But right. You know, like you can probably get hookers there.
Oh, wow. Hopefully a serial killer might show up.
Themed hookers, like Elvis hookers.
That would be hella cool.
And like Annie Motel hookers, like people will dress up as me and like, wow, that's really weird.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, what is it called? Dolly Parton?
Dollywood. Yeah, it's like Dollywood.
Yeah. You know, Dolly's tatted up, I heard.
I don't know if it's true.
I believe it.
You think so?
She looks like she's like not crazy, but like she's crazy
cool.
She's
down. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's awesome. Yeah, I read her book.
The rumor is that she, that she's always been on the female side, like when it comes to it, like as like
that's what I heard too.
Even like though she says like she's been in a relationship with a man, yeah, and also she's been in like a,
yeah, I heard that she swings for the other team or yeah. whatever you really? Call it, mm-hmm. yeah. But who cares?
But yeah. I mean, who cares?
Yeah. No, no. But that's why I think, you know, when she's been from the 60s and the 70s, I mean, she had like a huge, you know, clientele that, of course, it's like, it's a little bit like, ooh, I don't know, risque, yeah. you know? It's already, I mean, she's already her own, you know, like she has a pretty good, like, she has a very interesting life, in the way. But yeah, that's like one thing that you could almost find her, like, if she did, like, say, come out, if that's even true, but if she did come out, that'd be, you know, I'd be like, whoa, yeah. like, this would be awesome. And then she did show a tattoo, I'd be like, whoa, it's even better.
Even
I'd be like,
better. Wow.
Yeah, I'd be like, come on, Dolly, come on, let's show a little bit, you know?
It's like
Dolly Parton, come on, you know?
It's like shocking when Britney kissed Madonna at the VMAs, mm-hmm. remember? And everybody's like, oh my God.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's like, you're a different person now. Like, nah.
She should, you know, it would have been more shocking if Michael Jackson kissed Britney Spears. I think that would have been like, whoa.
Whoa, I think way more shocking.
They performed together before. Yeah,
or
that was
wasn't
great.
It his one, they were having a tribute show or something, and he was there too.
Totally.
So it was Elizabeth Taylor. Did you see her?
Oh, yeah, she's so great.
Yeah, I love her.
Yeah, she's old school.
Me too.
Yeah.
She's old school.
They're hanging out together.
She died, right? She died.
Yeah, she died. Okay. 2011.
Yeah, they're buried in the same, like, crypt area, like at Forest Lawn. I went there today.
Oh, yeah. I went there. He's buried in the same crypt area as Jean Harlow, too.
Yeah, Jean Harlow, too.
You guys really like the old Hollywood.
We like
Hollywood.
We love
really
it.
Old
yeah.
Hollywood.
Nice. We love it.
Nice. I get it.
That's
get
what
it.
We bonded over.
Yeah. Really? Okay, that's cool. That's
and hiking.
And hiking.
Yeah, and hiking. That's our life.
Oh, guess how we met? We met
hiking. I'm gonna say no.
Pretty much. Okay, so I went to Runyon Canyon and I Instagrammed and I hashtagged Runyon Canyon, and then I was looking at the other Runyon Canyon hashtags and I saw Izzy's post, and then I went to it and I was like, oh, this guy seems cool, Addicted to Glamour, and then because he's an artist, and then I started following him and he started following me, and then we met by chance at Runyon Canyon a couple months later.
Yeah, meant to be.
Yeah, he was like, Little Annie Motel, Addicted to Glamour.
And we went, there you go. There you go, right?
And people around you are going like, what the fuck are they talking about?
Like, what? Yeah. Yeah.
There was an audience, you know.
Yeah. Everybody clapped and was like, finally.
It was like a slow motion kind of
moment. I get it. You know, it's happened. You know, I met Jorge and we were in that one time. We're in the shit. No, it's, you know, it's a monster. Don't worry about it. It's all right. You don't have to talk about that. It's all right. No worries. Izzy, where can we find you?
You can find me on Izzy Garcia Art on Instagram. Everything else I deleted for the moment.
It's like, delete the evidence radar. Or something. I'm like, all right, no problem. That's good.
I'm taking a break.
He's taking a break. Izzy Garcia. He's a really, really talented artist. The best that
Thank
I know.
You.
No, I love his art. It's so good.
No, you guys are a good good combo.
Yeah,
good
we're working on a book together, actually.
Not the romance. That's
no,
different.
No, that's
actually,
different.
This one's going to be an art book.
It's an art book, yeah.
It's going to be cool. We can't give too many details, though.
Okay. So. Well, we got to say something about it. We're working on it.
It's a bunch of like really, really hot girls of the internet scene.
Yes. And we're drawing them.
We kind of have like a theme going on for it. Kind of like,
do they know they're being drawn?
Yeah, like, they agree to it.
They've all been super cool about it. Right. Yeah. Yeah, we've contacted them. Nice. They're on board. They've been really nice about it. So.
Yeah, nice.
It's good.
Well, let me know. And then we'll promote on the show. Definitely.
All right. Cool. It's going to be cool.
Yeah, I mean, wow. You know, Jorge, we should draw a book. We should get a book.
Yeah, you guys should make a book.
Should we do? I don't know.
I don't know. Take pictures of hot girls.
Yeah, that's always the best thing.
Make a book out of it.
Yeah, and make a book out of it. There
See,
you go.
You know, it's funny. You two could get away. For me, I would be like, oh, that guy is such a weirdo. Like, he's like, where's this guy? Sweaty Bulger. Oh, no. Okay. I wanted to call him Bulge. Okay. All right. Well, guys, thanks for doing this show. It's been lots of fun. Jorge, again, thanks for sitting in. We got it going on right here. Sorry for the heat. And you know what, guys? Let's come to your senses. All right. Boom. There we go.
You have received this transmission from the Comedy Podcast Network. For more shows, visit comedypodcastnetwork.com.